God's people, let's take the word and turn to Ezekiel chapter 8. As we will read the chapter, the whole chapter, Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. God's people, hear now the word of the Lord. It came about in the sixth year, on the fifth day of the sixth month, as I was sitting in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell on me there. Then I looked, and behold, a likeness as the appearance of a man from his loins, and downward there was the appearance of fire, and from his loins an upward appearance of brightness, like the appearance of glowing metal. He stretched out the form of a hand and caught me by a lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the idol of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy, was located. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the appearance which I saw in the plain. And he said to me, Son of man, raise your eyes now toward the north. So I raised my eyes toward the north, and behold, to the north of the altar gate was this idol of jealousy at the entrance. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations which the house of Israel are committing here, so that I would be far from my sanctuary. But yet you will see still greater abominations. Then he brought me to the entrance of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. He said to me, Son of man, now dig through the wall. So I dug through the wall, and behold, an entrance. And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked abominations that they are committing here. So I entered and looked, and behold, every form of creeping things and beasts and detestable things with all the idols of the house of Israel were carved on the wall all around. Standing in front of them were 70 elders of the house of Israel, with Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan, standing among them, each man with his censer in his hand and the fragrance of the cloud of incense rising. Then he said to me, Son of man, do you see what the elders of the house of Israel are committing in the dark, each man in the room of his carved images? For they said, The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, Yet you will see still greater abominations which they are committing. Then he brought me to the entrance of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. He said to me, Do you see this, son of man? Yet you will see still greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the entrance of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, there were 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they were prostrating themselves eastward toward the sun. He said to me, Do you see this, son of man? Is it too light a thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they have committed here, that they have filled the land with violence and provoked me repeatedly? For behold, they are putting the twig to their nose. Therefore I indeed will deal in wrath. My eye will have no pity, nor will I spare, and though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet I will not listen to them. And that is the word of the Lord. And so, again, we've seen the judgments that are to come. They have been prophesied. Now the Lord, through the prophet, reveals the wickedness of the people. That is the abominations that they were doing, for which the judgments are coming. And the wickedness is the reason, of course, the judgments were to come. And here in this vision, Ezekiel, seems he's brought in a vision to Jerusalem. Remember, he's in Babylon with the exiles. But by a vision, he's brought to Jerusalem, and Yahweh shows him the sins of the people. And bringing him to Jerusalem, he has this marvelous description of what Ezekiel saw, the glory of the Lord, the Son of Man, that is, the Lord, the Son, in all his glory and this vision. And yet, of course, not the full glory of the Lord. In verses 5 and 6, there's this image of jealousy set at the gate of the altar, but there will be greater abomination still than this, he says, that Ezekiel will see. The elders worshiping all manner of images in a secret chamber, through verse 12, believing Yahweh does not see them. But he sees. And beloved, we remember, even as we heard this morning from Mark chapter 2, he knows the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. And so, of course, he saw their abominations. And through verse 14, he promised there will be still greater abominations, and there's the women weeping. But who are they weeping to? And for? It was Tammuz. It was not the Lord. They're not weeping over the great abominations that are happening and the wickedness. They're weeping because of what's happening around them in the land. And they're not weeping to the Lord, but to another God. And the Lord addresses Ezekiel and asks, do you see these abominations? And yes, he sees them. And Ezekiel, as we see with him, that the Lord is just. That's the last couple verses. The Lord is just in dealing in wrath and not sparing them for their abominations. But beloved, we cannot be like them, for we must put aside the abominations that we commit, for we commit before the Lord, even the secret ones in our hearts. We must turn to Jesus Christ by faith alone, because we do not want these judgments that are similar or worse than what Judah was experiencing. And so turn from your sins and turn to Jesus. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your word that you've granted to us, the commandments that you've given to us. You say and command us that we are to have no other gods before you, that we are to not make any image or idol or any likeness of you on the earth or in heaven or under the earth. And yet we break these in our thoughts especially, in our hearts especially, and even sometimes in our life and what we do with our hands as we idolize our work or our money, our homes, our family. Anything and anyone but you. And we have turned from you, but we have, by your grace, graciously been given life in Jesus Christ. And Father, you have blessed us well and beyond what we deserve, of course. For we deserve, just like Judah, your just punishment, the wrath, the great judgments that are to come at the end. We deserve all of them by your justice. And yet we plead now with your Son who's pleading for us and with us. And that you would hear our prayers, that you would be merciful. That you would show your covenant mercy to us, your long suffering with us. Be faithful to your promises. That those whom your Son died for and was sacrificed for, that you will bring them all the way home. And Father, as we are strangers, that is, aliens and strangers on this earth, our home being with you forever, we pray that we would live well here on this earth. You would sanctify our hearts and our minds. And at the right time, you would bring us home. Father, let us not fear man. Let us not fear anything of the work of the devil. For there is nothing he can do, and nothing man can do that is outside of your good providence. That you work all things together for our good and for your glory. Father, we remind ourselves of these things now. And we remind you of them, though you have not forgotten. That you would be faithful to yourself and your promises. or turn us from our sin unto you, the living and true God, that we would love you above all other things and all other creatures, and that your name would be blessed forever. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.